You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's a Thursday afternoon. Mike Tenora at T-Storm Weather in Chicago is with us. Mike, it's a little warmer today than it has been, and if I see things correctly, it looks like we'll get a dusting of snow here in the Midwest and our part of the world over the weekend, and then by the time Monday comes around, even warmer temperatures. What do you see?
Well, that sounds about right. We do have a few weak systems that will move across the Corn Belt over the next several days and really over the next week. So we'll see periods of light rain and snow at times, but we don't see any major storm systems for at least one more week. Part of the reason that we're seeing these areas of light rain and snow is, like you mentioned, we do have a very large warm-up that will take place here in just about 3 or 4 days from now. So we'll see much of the Corn Belt turn unseasonably warm, at least for a few days. Had there been no snow on the ground, we would easily be forecasting high temperatures in the 50s, maybe even 60 degrees in parts of Illinois next week. But the problem is that we have all of this snow on the ground, and snow keeps temperatures colder than would otherwise occur because all that warm weather is essentially wasted melting snow. So temperatures in the 30s and 40s will be much more common, but that's a big improvement from where we've been. Keep in mind, though, that this is not a large-scale pattern change. We think that this is more than likely just a period of warmth, and a needed one at that because it's been so cold, but a period of warmth within a cold pattern, because we can see that as we move into late next week and next weekend, it's very probable for a similar type of pattern to return, the big difference being that the intensity of coldness will not be as great because we'll have less snow on the ground, and simply because we're getting close to March. It's hard to really keep temperatures this cold when you're approaching March.
Does this have an impact on either the soft red or hard red winter wheat crop in terms of potential trouble in the next 2 weeks?
We don't have any real large concerns for either of those crops, though there can be an argument made that parts of the southern plains are too dry. Oklahoma and Texas in particular would benefit from a widespread rain or snow event, even though they just had one. They still need more. So that is one thing to monitor, and we don't think there's very good rain chances out there for at least 1 to 2 weeks. So that might be something that comes up later in March. That'll be something to follow. The other item to follow related to wheat is that it is a bit wet in parts of the Corn Belt and in the eastern and southeastern U.S., including some of the soft red winter wheat areas. It's hard to get real excited about a wetness issue in February, but that's something else that we're watching. But at this point, overall, we still have time for things to improve. We can get a wetter pattern in the plains and maybe a drier pattern in the eastern U.S., and hopefully that will happen, and then we'll have a good wheat outlook to continue.
A quick word on Argentina and Brazil, please.
Well, Brazil is turning much wetter after a 3 to 4 week period of fairly intense drying, so it will improve there as far as rainfall goes. The impact of that weather on crops is debatable because they're in all kinds of different phases of crop development, with first crops being harvested and second crops being planted, and some of the different planting dates really come into play here. That's in Brazil. In Argentina, it's been unseasonably wet over the last 3 or 4 weeks, and we think there'll be a few more chances for rain over the next 7 to 10 days, so the wetness will continue there. Whether or not there's too much wetness is debatable, but it would be better if there was some drying in that region.
Hey, thanks so much, Mike. Mike Tenora, of course, is with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. I'm Todd Gleason.